JG2. Number 9A.
Therefore, when we talk about, as we see, what the elaboration for the law is then we just vary principle as being mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. Operating mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. And on this level, is it true to the level to bring in all the ideas of mind and all the ideas of spirit and all the ideas of soul and all the ideas of principle and all the ideas of life and all the ideas of truth and all the ideas of love as single reality values of the synonymous terms to be considered in separate, you know, along with the synonymous terms? No. That is already a concession to absolute Christian science, as we learned in our ascending way of studying the ideas, that as we ascend, first we learn the various ideas of mind, and then we learn how those ideas begin to interrelate to build up tone mind, so that on the divine science level, we already have, therefore, tone mind as being I mind, I spirit, I soul, I principle, I life, I truth, I love. And that tone mind is a gestalt of mind, which implies mind includes all its ideas, doesn't it? On this level. And spirit is including all its ideas. And soul is including all its ideas. And principle is including all its ideas. And life, truth, and love are including all their ideas. So on this level, we have the gestalt of the synonymous term, don't we? The whole tone of the synonymous term. So therefore, to be true to this level, we see then that principle is always bringing forth its ideational universe out of itself, through itself, as itself, and for the glory of itself. And the nature of that ideational universe is the nature of mind. So therefore, that the divine mind is always bringing forth its own infinite realm of mind out of mind itself, not out of any other source, but out of the source of mind itself. Out of the source of mind itself, mind is bringing forth its ideational realm, universal realm of mind, always through the channel of mind itself, never through any other channel. The outcome is always as the whole of mind for the glory of mind. So mind is always bringing forth its universal idea, its universe, which has the nature of mind, always out of the whole gestalt of mind itself. Through the whole gestalt of mind. The outcome is as the whole gestalt of mind, for the glory of mind, so that that ideational universe has its nature as being of mind. Then we see that that principle is always bringing forth the nature of its universal idea, the nature of the universe as spirit, out of its nature as spirit itself. Never out of any origin or source. And always through the nature of spirit itself. And always the outcome is as the nature of spirit itself. For the universal glory of spirit itself, that the universe takes on the nature of spirit, the reality of spirit, the nature of spirit. And that principle God on the science level is declaring its ideational universe as being of the nature of soul. So soul is always operating out of its own origin, out of the whole gestalt of soul, always coming forth through the channel of soul. Always the outcome is as soul. Therefore, the universal reflection of soul is for the glory of soul. And then principal God on the science level is always bringing forth its universe of the nature of principle. It's principle. Therefore, principle is always operating out of the channel of principle itself. Out of its source of principle itself. Always through the channel of principle itself. And the outcome is always as principle itself, for the glory of itself. So the glory that the universe is of the nature of principle itself. And then principle on the science level is always showing forth its universal idea of the nature of life. And that life is always operating out of the origin of life itself, out of the whole gestalt of life. Through the channel of life itself, never through wizards that peep, always through the channel of life itself. The outcome is always as life itself. For the glory that the universe expresses as its nature, life itself. Or principle God is always bringing forth its universal idea with the nature of truth itself. So truth is always operating out of the origin of truth itself, through the channel of truth itself. And the outcome is always for the glory of truth itself, because it's always as itself, truth itself, for the glory of truth itself. And so we see the same with love, that when principle shows that its universe is a universe of love, the nature of principle itself. Therefore, principle is all showing that its nature as love is always operating out of its own source. Always operating, love is through love itself. The outcome is always as love itself, for the glory of the divine principle, love itself. And therefore, that whole universe of ideational universe of principle upon which we live and move and have our being is all of the nature of principle itself, of the nature of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. See, that's the purpose of it. And it's very simple, but very beautiful. And it has a different form than the level of science itself, doesn't it? The form of this law level, if you can see, is totally different because a different phenomenon is being brought forth. On the level of science itself, we have the phenomenon of the infinite self reflection going on, so we have this form of the matrix of immortality. The blending of the 7x7 and its 49 variations. But on the level of divine science, we have another form of the law because it's bringing out another form, which is the universal reflection of that principle. So we will see each level has a different form of the law because the law is covering the many phenomena that is going on within that level. Now, we see, as we saw before, with the level of science itself, there is a criteria for choosing ideas. Again, that would be a concession to the absolute Christian science level. Anytime that we were working with ideas, it's a concession. The law is always such that we stick in the gestalt of the wholeness of the synonym. In a holographic universe, the part always contains the whole. We're talking about the gestalt or whole. The purity is to stick to the law as I mentioned it. But if we like to feel that we would take in some ideas, then we could make that concession to perhaps absolute Christian science, though I prefer not making the concession even on this level, but you may like it. And therefore, on page 70, let's turn to that in the study aid and see what the concessions might be that we would be able to use here. So we're at divine science. So on page 70, we're at the point of column 2. What is the synonym in its own realm? Knowing that divine science now is a universal realm. Here the focus is on those ideas which express the universal realm of the synonym, its whole sphere of self-expression, all that the synonym includes within its own domain. All right, so we look at mind, and when mind is operating out of itself, we could say that mind is perhaps knowing itself out of its all-knowing mind. Mind is knowing itself out of its own channel. It is knowing itself through out of its own source. It's knowing itself through its own channel. It's knowing itself as its self, and it's knowing itself for the glory of itself. So in the elaboration of the law, you can always add that. Or, for example, when spirit is being brought forth by principle as the nature of the universe, we could say, well, then that principle then is showing spirit forth. What is spirit doing on this level on 72, column 2? We could say, well, that spirit is ordering itself, therefore, out of its own channel. Spirit is ordering its out of its own source. It's ordering itself through its own channel. It's the outcome is that it's ordering itself as itself, and it's ordering itself for the glory of itself. Or on page 73 with soul, when principle is presenting soul as the nature of the ideational universe, we can say then that soul is identifying itself as the infinite rule and capacity and balance of soul, always out of the origin of soul itself. It's always through the channel of soul itself. The outcome is always that it's ruling itself always as soul itself, and it's ruling itself through the capacity of soul always for the glory of soul. Or with principle, when principle is bringing forth the nature of the ideational universe's principle, we can say that that one principle is always structuring itself according to its omni-action and self-organizing system. It's always structuring itself out of its own channel. It's always structuring out of its own origin. It's always structuring itself through its own channel. The outcome is always structuring itself as itself and always structuring itself for the glory of principle itself. Or in life, when principle wants to show that the nature of the universe is life itself, in column 2 and page 75, we can say, well, that life really is eternalizing itself as the ever-present life, the fullness of life, the method of life, the nowness of life. It's always eternalizing itself as as everlasting life. Therefore, life is always eternalizing itself out of its own source. not out of any other source or out of any other lesser life than itself. It's always eternalizing itself through its own channel. Its outcome is that it's always eternalizing itself as life itself, as a fullness of life itself, as a method of life itself, as a now of life itself, and always for the glory of life itself. Or we could, at Truth on page 76, column 2, see, when principle is always presenting the nature of the universe as truth, we say therefore that truth then is always realizing itself, self-realizing itself, or self-claiming itself, or self-affirming itself, always at work, affirming itself out of its own source, through its own channel. So the outcome is always as the self-affirmation of truth itself, ever at work in its wholeness, in its gestalt form, in its right form, for the glory of the wholeness of truth itself. Or we can say it love, page 77, column 2, that love is always therefore showing itself forth as a universal idea, so that the universal idea is really that divine principle, love in operation. Therefore, that love is always planning and designing its universal concept, its complete concept, its infinite self-containment love, which never loses sight of loveliness. Love is always designing itself out of its own source. Always love is designing itself through its own channel, not through any other lesser channels. The outcome is always as the design of love itself, as that all-embracing, self-containing, love never losing sight of love itself realm, for the glory of love itself, so that the glory is at that divine principle, love is always glorifying itself as that all-embracing, all-complete realm where love never loses sight of loveliness in that universal realm of divine principle, love. So, therefore, with this law, we have that option, if we like, to make that concession to the ideas, always in practice, if it helps us build up the tonality of the law of the level of divine science itself. So now we see we have that wonderful appreciation of the law of divine science. It's wonderful when we see it in relationship to the level of science itself, that right within that the infinite one is that including its infinite idea, that within that infinite one has within itself a universal idea, and that infinite one expresses itself always out of itself, through itself, and the outcome is always as itself for the glory of itself, to show us forth that its infinite idea as the universe of the divine principle, love, a universe where love never loses sight of loveliness. And in that universe, we live and move and have our being, don't we? And therefore, we love that law, and we want to, therefore, this afternoon begin to culture that law and to see that we take the consciousness of that law, and we see that science and consciousness are now at work according to the economy of being and according to the law of mind, which must exert and show forth its absolute supremacy. So if we can also go through that law, not only as science, where principle is showing forth its universal idea, but can we touch at its consciousness, where it's also the structure of our consciousness, because science and consciousness are one on this level. The structure of reality and the structure of consciousness are one. So I wonder if in consciousness we can't see that on the level of science itself, we took the standpoint of being mind being its own infinite mind, and spirit being its own infinite spirit, and soul being its own infinite soul, or principle being its own infinite principle, and life being its own infinite life, and truth being its own infinite truth, and love being its own infinite love. On the level of science itself, there is no discrepancy between principle and its idea, is there? We are just on the level of science itself, the experience of mind being its own infinite mind. It's just the awareness and the experience there. There's no thinking. We're just experiencing mind being its own infinite mind. It's just the experience of spirit being its own infinite spirit. It's just the experience of soul being its own infinite soul. And the experience of principle being its own infinite principle. That's our awareness. That's our awareness. There's no split between a principle in us. Our awareness takes the standpoint of the experience of principle being its own infinite principle. That's our identity on that level. We are that one ego infinitely being. We are mind being its own infinite mind, and it's an awareness and an experience of it. Now, on the level of divine science, what happens to our awareness? What happens to our consciousness in the universal realm of God, in the realm in which we live and move and have our being? Then out of that realm of science itself, we spring forth, our consciousness springs forth, that as mind itself, as mind being its own infinite mind, we are the experience of mind operating out of itself, out of its own channel. We are the out of its own source. We are the experience of mind operating through its own channel. We are the experience of mind operating as an outcome as mind itself for the glory of mind. We are the glory of mind in operation. And therefore, our identity on the divine science level, which has its root in science itself, is such that we are spirit being its own infinite spirit. We are the awareness of spirit being its own infinite spirit. Therefore, as spirit itself, we operate out of an awareness of being spirit itself. We operate as an awareness of spirit only operating through its own channel, never through any other channel but spirit itself. So the outcome is that we are as spirit, and therefore we are the glorification of spirit in the universal realm of being. It is I, spirit, for the glory of spirit, where spirit and its idea is one, and this one is called spirit. We are the glorification of spirit in operation. And then on the level of science itself, we see we take that standpoint of soul, that we are soul being its own infinite soul in awareness and demonstration and experience, and therefore we just come forth as soul out of the source of soul, through the channel of soul, the outcome that we are as soul. And therefore, we ourselves, as a universal idea of soul, are always there for the glorification of soul. We are the glorification of soul. That's why Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. If you've seen me, you've seen the glorification of soul in operation as a universal idea of soul. And then at the point of principle, we took that standpoint of being principle, being its own infinite principle, the experience of principle being its own infinite principle, and as principle being its own infinite principle, we come forth in divine science out of the source of principle itself. We are experiencing that we are that principle operating through itself. The outcome is that we're always as that principle, and that we are the glorification of that principle itself. We are, because we are, our only reason for being is that we are the glorification of principle in operation. And then taking that standpoint of life itself, we see well then that we are just the experience of life being its own infinite life and on divine science, which is operating out of the source of life itself through the channel of life itself. Therefore, the outcome is that we're as life itself, and therefore our whole reason for being is for that we are the glorification of life itself. We are the glory of life. We are life in all its glory shown forth as a universal idea of life. And then at the point of truth, we see, well, because we are truth being its own infinite truth, therefore we take that standpoint and awareness that we are the operation of truth operating out of its source, truth operating through its channel. So the outcome is that we are as the whole of truth, and our whole reason for living and moving and having our being within the realm of love, never losing sight of loveliness, is because we are for the glory of truth itself. We are the glory of truth operating in that universal realm of divine principle love. And therefore, as taking the standpoint of love itself on the level of science itself, we see as love itself, never losing sight of love, that we take that standpoint that we operate then out of the source of love itself, always through the channel of love itself. So the outcome is that we're always as love itself. And our whole purpose for being is for the glory of love itself, because we are the glory of love in operation. If you've seen us, you've seen the Father. If you've seen us, you've seen the glory of love in operation, which is operating within that universal realm of a divine principle love, where love never loses sight of loveliness. And our experience is always, therefore, within the infinite withinness, within the infinite self-containment, where principle never loses sight of principle through its fourfold operational sense of oneness. And our experience is always, therefore, as love for the glory of love, because we are that love in operation.